Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Ago, it started as a distant but hopeful ambition.
History.
The ultimate prize.
The ultimate.
Sitting.
The greatest.
Waiting. On the horizon.
Beautiful.
There to be taken. Some had done it before.
Champions.
For others, it was a dream yet to be reached. Now, that horizon is upon us.
The NRL final.
This is it.
Blow that whistle.
This is what footy is all about.
Oh!
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 For Ream and McDonald's, Triple M rocks finals footy.
Yes, here we are, a month later than we were supposed to be for these games, but boy, isn't it worth the wait. Games we never thought were going to arrive, the finals, and you're hearing them live on Triple M, and what a way to start. The Panthers and the Roosters, first versus fourth, the contenders against the champions, winner straight through to the prelim final, loser has to go the hard way. What a fascinating clash. Can Penrith handle the expectation? Can the Roosters recover after the devastating defeat last week at the hands of South Sydney? Wendell Saylor, Mark Guy, Emma Lawrence, Dan Ganane, your call team tonight. Wendell, mate, how good is for you? You were a fixture for finals for so many years. There's nothing like it.
Oh, Dan, it's the best time of year. You work so hard to play in the final series. I think I was lucky enough to play in 11 final series in 11 years. So,
wow.
For me, you know, very proud. But also, for these players, what they've done this year has been remarkable, mate. So, well done to the players and good luck to whoever is holding up the trophy. But it all starts again. New comp, really?
Yeah, well, they're unexpected bedfellows, these two. I think Penrith would have expected to play either the Raiders or the Eels week one. When the Roosters popped into that slot of number four, well, that's a bit of a surprise for this year's minor premiers. When you're facing last year's premiers coming off a loss to South Sydney like they did, you know they're not going to play that bad again. You know that Manu and Morris are back to block that gap where they went down all night, Cody Walker and co. But saying that, how much battle scars have they got from that performance? Everyone keeps saying you can't win after having 50 points scored against you in the season proper. Well, tonight we'll find out exactly where the Roosters' mindset's at.
Especially the way that the Panthers play, like nothing fazes them. They've got a plan A, B and C, and they're an exciting team at the moment.
Are you a little bit nervous, MG?
The one team I didn't want to play was the Roosters. As a Penrith man, yeah, they're the one team I didn't want to have.
Yeah, and it's the first time a lot of these kids are going in with expectation for the first time in their first grade career.
That's right, that's correct.
But they've handled everything so beautifully up until now.
Look, I thought...
Why can't they handle it?
I think COVID's been a blessing in disguise for these Penrith blokes. They're the second youngest team in the comp. And can you imagine after each victory going out and celebrating and getting the pats on the back, getting the pushes on the back, getting the arguments in the back? So they've been protected through all this time, which has been a good thing, I think.
But you know what's helped, I reckon? When Nathan Cleary got suspended, all of a sudden they're gone, wow. And I know Charlie Staines got in trouble also, so two young players, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're fine.
Let's go down to the sideline. Best seat in the house on a beautiful night. Emma Lawrence, hello to you. No, M's not there. All right, we'll go to M in a second. But it is a delightful night. I mean, it is late September, early October. Yeah. So the weather is just perfect.
Early 20s, yeah.
And the stadiums are allowed to be half full. Now, MG, I was at one of these games, middle of the year, and they had 3,500.
Yep.
It was Penrith West Tigers. Those 3,500, let me tell you, made a difference. So I can only imagine you get a half full Penrith stadium. This is another... I don't want to say the word lucky, but this is another thing in their favour, is that we're playing at home grounds in the first week, going back to that system under these circumstances.
Yeah, well, it's the first time in a while they've played a home semi, Dan, Penrith, and they've been, I know, petitioning for it for a long time. They usually get when they've been the semis in the years gone by, they've had to probably make their home at SFS, so... this is a big plus for them playing at Penrith Park, yeah. Massive plus.
Especially like their last eight games. They've won their last eight games there, so that's confidence for you.
Yeah. They changed the system about 10 years ago. It was that Dragons game against Parramatta.
I appreciate you reminding me of that.
Well, no, but 20,000 people were locked out, so the NRL said, we're never doing that again. Mm. But because of the circumstances this year, it's just fallen Penrith's way. So get to play at home against a Roosters side they beat so far back. It's probably hard to read anything into that, MG. 20-14 in round one The Roosters didn't play Boyd Cordner, but I have been handed the team sheets, Jensen.
Yep.
It looks like the first little tricks are being played by Trent Robinson. Penrith 1-17. The Roosters. Sonny Bill Williams is gone. We knew that. Lachlan Lamb has been cut. In comes Nat Butcher and Mitch Orbison. Angus Crichton will start for Satili Tupanua. So he's obviously, Robinson, gone for a bit of experience with Crichton starting and Tupanua in his first final going back to the bench. And the veteran, Mitch Orbison, he's played a million finals and he you know he's going to handle this stage no problem.
Yeah, he's a tradesman. Look, I feel sorry for Lachlan Lamb, but he's, you know, he's a young player with a big future. So, but Tupanua, he's the one MG that I've been really impressed with this year. He's really come along.
If you look at the shots we're looking at now on our little monitors here, the Roosters dressing room is in focus and there's not much being said, but there's a lot being done as far as, you know, little reading of books and on their own. And in the other dressing room, the Panthers were a little bit jovial, a little bit, you know, up and...
They're relaxed, aren't they?
I don't know what to read into that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to paint a picture for our listeners at home who can't see what we're seeing. And I think when Penrith have... Why they've done what they've done, Del, is because of the way they've been. They've been so relaxed throughout this whole process that, you know, they're the second youngest team in the competition and they don't seem to be affected by any pressure. And they've been together since Harold Matthews, mate,
yeah.
Seven or eight of them.
Yeah.
And they've come up and played with each other and they've it's showing that a happy team away from the field usually brings a smile to your team on the field when you play. And they're the perfect example of a team that's happy away from the field together.
Well, just before we came on air, UMG caught up with Roosters coach Trent Robinson.
Well, Robbo, thanks for joining us, mate. Obviously, last week's performance was very un-Rooster-like. How much time did you give it through this past week, brother?
Yeah, so, yeah, obviously really disappointing, MG. You can't sort of hide from that. Dealt with a lot on Saturday and Sunday and then walked in Monday ready for Panthers. So, yeah, had to deal with it. You don't avoid it. And then, but then you get your focus on tonight.
Two big outs as far as experience goes for you tonight, Robbo. Co-captain Jake Friend and Sonny Bill Williams succumbing to a neck or shoulder injury. Big losses?
Yeah, obviously Jake last week not ready to play this week. He's been there in big games for us, so looking forward for Freddie to fill that role tonight, and then obviously Sonny as well with the neck, thinking he was going to play and then not yesterday. So, but that's what a squad's for. Good to get everybody ready, and then 17 will be right tonight.
Yeah, I was about to say, conversely, you welcome back some real strike power in Brett Morris and Joey Manu.
Yeah, very important to us. BMOS with his experience and speed, and Joey with his class. You know, they've been here for a while now. Obviously, on that right edge, the last couple of years together, they're a strong formation. So, yeah, looking forward to getting them out there.
Finally, buddy, the Mountain Men are on a massive roll. How does one stop it?
Yeah, we go after our style. You know, you don't look in front too much. You understand what they do, but you get ready to play your best footy. You believe in what you do, and you go after it tonight.
Robbo, as always, mate, thanks for your time. Much appreciated. Good luck tonight, buddy.
Thanks, MG.
And Trent Robinson, it doesn't matter what week and whether it's a week one of a finals or a trial game, and they've come off a 60-point win or a 60-point loss, he's got exactly the same tone, so no change there.
Yep.
I've got a question, gents. Is there any chance Sonny Bill was dropped and not injured?
Oh, that's another conspiracy theory. Another conspiracy theory was that, you know, the Roosters might have...
Yeah, tanked.
Tanked a bit. that's kind of absurd to even think you can do that in a modern-day game, but no, I don't think so, Dan. I think it's legit. I think at 35, he's realised that the games, these guys he's playing against are coming to get him. And the last couple of weeks, he's played more minutes.
Yes.
And I've got no doubt that the injury is legit.
Oh, I'm with MG. I think it's legit, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, how do you prove otherwise? And the other... Have you ever, don't have to mention the game, have you ever been in a situation where you think, geez, that was dodgy? We think that team may have been running dead just to, I don't know, put themselves in a better position.
No.
Not rugby league. It's just too hard to do. I'm sure some teams have done it.
Because you go in half-hearted,
yeah,
you get injured.
That's it.
You get like the way these guys run, even when we played, like every era has their own kind of mystique about it. If you go in half-hearted against someone who's running at 100 miles an hour, you're going to get hurt.
Yep.
Like, hurt badly.
Now, this is obviously game one of the finals as we do it for Ream Hot Water. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. And for Maccas, I mean, if night one of the Rugby League finals isn't the right night to be eating Maccas, you are kidding yourself. And the Maccas game is still going. Not that you need that incentive, but you can download the app now and get a free chest opening the next day just by downloading the app. So I've got a chance card still in my boot. I've got to get that sorted. And is Mayfair worth anything, MG?
Mayfair's the
best. That's the expensive one, yep. but there's always, for each set of cards,
yep,
there's always the one difficult one to get. Is Park Avenue?
Park Lane or Mayfair, they're usually the hardest to get.
Yeah. Well, let me know.
Oaken Road's the easiest.
What do you get with that? What do you get for that? An apple pie?
Probably get two fries.
All right, that is at Macca's. Now, very hard for us to know where to tackle this Sam Burgess story. Because there are some very serious allegations, and B, our legal team was straight onto it, telling us what we can and can't talk about. And I'll be honest, there's not much we can talk about it. By now, I'm sure you know what has been alleged in a explosive article in The Australian this morning regarding, well, domestic violence and drug use, all allegations, of course. And there are two aspects to this story. There's the Sam Burgess aspect, and that'll be dealt with by police. And really, there's nowhere for us to go there. He has stood down as assistant coach at South while all that now takes place. And we've learned in rugby league the hard way that when it comes to allegations of that nature, you have to let things play out, because many, many years ago we had the league acting too quickly, and we've seen so many instances where we've made a judgment too quick. So just let that play out.
Yep.
Now, the other story, gents, this is going to be the big one, I think, and that is the alleged cover-up by South. Again, there's nowhere for us to really go there, but I tell you what, if it's proven that doctors had been partaking in, and again, allegations only, but if they've been partaking in drug tests and fake names, I mean, and club bosses are aware of allegations and not doing anything about it, we're into a very nasty bit of territory.
Yeah, I think also that after the Rabbitohs win last week against the Roosters, all of a sudden they're in an unexpected spotlight. They're taking on the Knights this Sunday, who couldn't have played any worse, but you know they're going to come and play better. And all of a sudden you've got cameras watching everything you move, trying to get a statement, trying to get a word from you. And when you just want to go on the radar after beating the Roosters like you did, but that's impossible now for the Rabbitohs. They're going to be chased, and they're going to be asked questions, and they're going to be, this is in the spotlight for whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
And whether we like that this game that we're about to commentate here has been put in the back seat or not, we can't. That's the way it is. This is a massive story because he's a massive individual in rugby league.
And let's not forget, like, South started going really well when he went into the
100%, Del.
So he was one of those guys who really led, you know, the training. And just, you know, just his aura that he's got. So it's a big story, and unfortunately, it's not what we need in the finals.
And people have made comment about the timing, and it's funny how these stories always seem to be, they seem to drop at just the worst possible time, but...
Oh, but that's their prerogative.
I thought that too, but at the same time, all that matters are the allegations true. That's the only thing that, yes, we can all think, geez, first night of the finals and you're dropping this this monster of a story, but in the end, it doesn't matter.
I think Andrew Abdo handled himself well today with what he said.
Well, let's have a listen to what he said.
It's important that people feel safe. It's also important that we take our responsibility in society very seriously. However, we need to let the course of justice flow. We need to make sure that any allegations made are tested before we decide on what sanction is appropriate. We're not going to take action on allegations. However, I believe that Sam Burgess has stood himself down from South City Rabbitohs duties this weekend, and I also believe that he stood down from Fox Sports as well.
So, yes, that's all true. He also went on to say, the CEO of the NRL, that there was more information in this story than they had been made aware of. So that's where the accusations of cover-up come into it. So the NRL Integrity Unit is not going to investigate Sam Burgess. That's for the police. But they will investigate South Sydney's role in it. This is the South Sydney statement.
that dropped about 90 minutes ago. The allegations in today's Australian newspaper are very concerning, and the club is treating them with the utmost seriousness. There is no place in our society for violence, harassment or abuse against women. If anyone is found guilty of allegations of this nature, the club will take the strongest possible action. The club takes issues of drug use very seriously and has well-established policies and procedures. And that goes on. Their final paragraph, the Rabbitohs welcome the NRL Integrity Unit's investigation in relation to these allegations and will fully cooperate with the investigation. So watch this space. But that's about as far as we can take it tonight, but obviously very serious stuff. Right, we'll take a break. First grade is not far away. The first final of the weekend. You're listening live on the Triple M Network.
Thanks to Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy. For McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
Ah, yes, indeed. Triple M rocking your finals for Ream Hot Water. Steady, hot and strong. And for Maccas, Wendell Saylor, Mark Guy, Emma Lawrence, who we'll check in with in a moment, and Dan Ganade. How many finals do you reckon Wendell Saylor played, MG? And how many tries do you reckon he scored?
Well, he kind of gave it away before he said 11 or something.
11. Well, 11 series.
Series?
Oh, 11 what, finals? Oh,
he played 24 finals games.
Oh, wow.
So how many tries do you reckon he scored?
I would say 14, 16.
12. Very impressive, though, including the four against the Dragons. I can't believe we're 20 minutes into the broadcast and you haven't brought up the time he scored four on the Dragons at the football stadium.
You know, Del, it's not about him, mate.
At the moment, it's not about me. It's about the teams now. But that four tries, let me talk you through it.
Yeah.
it was actually a couple of months before my dad actually passed away.
Ah,
so,
yes.
So, you know when you're just playing, for under eights, under nines. And
you don't kind of overanalyze it.
Yeah. And the Dragons that night, we're in front of the Broncos, but I couldn't just be stopped. I was in a purple patch.
And you were leaving, were you?
Yeah, I was going to rugby.
That could have been your last ever game because it was a knockout final.
Yes.
Who was your opponent that time? Who was against you?
Nathan Blacklock. I turned him inside out all night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Tinger.
Can play.
Let's go to Emma Lawrence. Let's hope our technology gods are with us as we go down to the sideline. Emma, hello to you.
Oh, they've worked their magic. I'm back on. I'm here at the beautiful Panthers Stadium. And I tell you what, this night is made for finals footy. It is about 22 degrees. The pitch is nice and dry and fast. And the fans, they're flocking in. The capacity is almost 8,000 here. So, yeah, you can feel the vibe and the energy in the air. It's so great to have this first match of week one and the finals.
Now, dumb question, but this is a sellout, right?
Yeah.
It is, yes, yeah. And it sold out fairly early on. But there's actually a fairly big Roosters contingent, actually. I thought it would be all black, white and green here, but we've got some Roosters and Tricolours fans as well, and we know they'll be loud throughout. So it'll be a good contest, and the fans will get into the action as well, no doubt.
Hey, and my spies tell me that you had a good night the other night at the West Tigers presentation night.
I had a good night, but I was driving, Del, actually.
Oh, okay.
So,
oh, I didn't know. I'm just saying, but yeah,
so that's
good
unlike
night.
Me to behave myself, believe
did,
it or not.
Did but, they bring up the fact that you roasted them on air about 2 weeks earlier?
I actually was trying to avoid the power brokers thinking, I hope they... Hope they didn't hear that, but it was a good night.
Yeah.
It was a good night. Harry dropped a little bombshell, so...
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That
Harry,
was good.
Now, Harry Grant said that if Cam stays in Melbourne, he's staying. Now, was he doing that to, get a nice round of applause, or do you think he was serious, Em?
Look, he said it so casually. I thought he sounded serious, to be honest, but maybe, and apparently he'd mentioned that to some officials earlier in the night as well. So I don't think that was the first time he said that on the evening.
Okay.
And he's probably frustrated too. Like, he wants to know one way or another, is Cam going to stay or go, you know?
We think Cam's going to retire though, don't we?
100%, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what was the reason that Melbourne would be agitating by now? The Storm would be agitating by now if they didn't know.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
They're too professional not to lose both of them. You know, if Cameron Smith, what we're hearing is if he wins the comp, he's going to retire. But I think he's made his mind up that he's going to retire.
Yeah.
And I think that Harry Grant knows that he's going to Melbourne.
Yes. Yes. And it's a nice thing to say. They've been good to him. The Tigers, he's been good to them.
It's been a match made in heaven.
That's right. If you I don't know what COVID allows him down there on the sideline, but if you catch up with anyone, we'll cross down to you because there's a few luminaries around the ground. The Panthers, MG, I mean, when your team wins 15 straight,
yep.
We just invent problems.
Yep.
Have they had it too easy?
No, I don't believe they have. I think they've made it look easy. I think there's a big difference. You know, you can only play what's in front of you, and they've been beaten once this year against the Eels, I think in round six or something.
Five.
Round five. So the draw, first game back from COVID at Campbelltown against the Knights, when Knights lost Mitchell Pearce and Connor Watson in the first 5 minutes, and they got a draw. I thought more about Knights' chances then than I did about Panthers.
Yeah.
Because I thought if you can't beat the Knights without their two best players, well, you're going to have a pretty long year. But here we are, 15 games later, they haven't lost. They don't look like losing.
Yeah.
Their confidence is through the roof. When you're playing with confidence, they'll tell you.
Yeah.
You don't just feel it on the field. The place you feel is at training. Training is never a chore when you're winning games. Never once do you question what the trainer says, not what the coach says or what anyone says. You go, yep, let's do it because it's worked for 14 weeks. It's worked for 12 weeks, it's 15 weeks, as these guys can attest. So, I just think when you bring me with confidence, this team tonight they're playing against, they know what they're on about. They know that what it's going to take to beat this. It's kind of like... The Panthers are this rising young superstar boxer in his own backyard, bringing with confidence against the reigning heavyweight champion who's coming to take him on.
That's a good analogy. Yeah, I agree.
Who's up for it?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the best. This is the game.
This is
the game of the
weekend. This is the right game to open.
Yeah.
It would have been Penrith anyway because they like opening with the number one team.
But I mean, Penrith wouldn't have had the same luster, I don't think, as Penrith and Roosters.
No.
But I think what we sold this on too is also because Roosters got flogged by 60 last week, we're going, okay, can they bounce back or are they gone? You know, is it the old heavyweight? Is he done and dusted?
Yep.
I still think they got a bit of fight in them.
And the Panthers, I always worry, MG, when a team builds a winning streak on big cricket scores. Mm. And they put scores on. But their defence in the last few weeks, 0, 12, 2, 12, 6, 12, 12, 12, 12, 14, 10. It's outrageous, the defence.
Remember one stage there, they hadn't let anyone score in the first 20 minutes, like for 12 rounds or something?
They've only conceded, MG, 12 since resumption. So that's 18 games,
yep.
12 points in the first 20 minutes.
That's
18 games multiple, but 360 minutes, and they've conceded two tries.
So if that's,
but you know something? The Roosters start really well as well.
So
that's their strength.
Do you think tonight if it's, say, 12-0 Roosters, Penrith are in trouble?
No, I don't. I reckon because they're so confident, they'll find a way to come back.
But you would think when you blokes would know this better than anyone, a young team like Penrith, it is imperative. You get on top of them early and you put scoreboard pressure on them.
Yes.
Because they have not had scoreboard pressure for months.
No, that's right.
All right, so what a fascinating clash this is. Nathan Cleary, you know, the kid's only 22 and he gets all the plaudits. This is already his fourth final series. That's the thing about Penrith. This is their fourth final series in 5 years. Now, they haven't done much in those previous three final series. They won the first game and then lost the second game and weren't really serious contenders like they are this year. Can't be a bad thing, MG, to have all this, experience under their belts. A lot of these players... they've been on this stage.
I think eerily for the Roosters tonight, I think Jerome Luai is in better form than Nathan Cleary. and Nathan Cleary's in the top. He's the top player in the comp at the moment. But Jerome Luai, that left edge, he's bamboozled play. He's made Naden and Kikau look like match winners every time he's played. And they're the first to acknowledge that it's because of Luai's passing deception and running at the line, Del. You've got such a complement of halves. Nathan Cleary, the perfect professional. Kicks well, tackles well, runs well, does everything perfectly. And then you've got Luai playing off the cuff. What a great compilation for each other they are.
Yeah, mate, it's really good. And, you know, when you look at those two, and then you've got a guy like Matt Burton sitting in the wings who can't get a start. He's got to leave the club. Surely he's got to leave the club next year.
And also in the... in the forward, Spencer Lenu, who is a gun.
Oh, yes.
He'd be in the top six of any other forward.
Kurt Capel has been terrific the last couple of weeks, so I gather that's where Lenu's spot has gone. Capel, a bit more experienced there, but that is an absolute weapon, Spencer Lenu, and he's number 21.
You've got a Kiwi international that they can't get in the field, Dean Farrow.
Yeah.
No, that's, but tonight they're against the big boys. tonight. Yep. They're up against the big boys, and if Penrith can, I've said earlier in the week, Dan, if Roosters win this year's competition from what they'd happened last week, I think they're the best rugby league team that I've ever seen.
The Roosters?
Yep.
Yeah.
If they win the comp after what they happened to them last week, and tonight's a big way to see if that happens, but. Yeah, this Penrith team, the confidence is just unbridled at the moment.
All right, let's take a break. We've got to talk about the Roosters. No Jake Friend. How significant is that? And also, we're going to look ahead to some of the other finals. In fact, all three, all broadcast here on Triple M Footy as we rock the finals thanks to Maccas.
The Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy. The Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Ah, yes, indeed. Welcome back. It is Penrith versus the Roosters on a beautiful Friday night at Penrith Stadium. 8,000 here, and we're just about at capacity at the moment. It looks like 8,000 already in the ground, so I can't imagine too many people are going to be allowed in as we do it for Maccas and for Ream Hot Water. Now, of course, this is only game one. Tomorrow in Sydney, we start at 10 a.m. with Wendell and the Dead Set Legends. Everyone, you'll get the midday show, the Saturday scrum.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, it is.
I always get scrum and sin bin confused.
Yeah.
It's all S's.
Yep.
So that's 12 till 3 as normal, and then a little bit of a break, and then both games live. We start with Canberra versus Cronulla. 5:40 is kickoff, so I'll be on a little bit earlier. Maroon with the call there. Can you see anything other than a Canberra win, Wendell?
Oh, look, I give the Sharks a bit of a chance. I mean, I know Canberra are a good football side, but Sharks have got nothing to lose. I think they've got a couple of players back, and just they like finals football.
Yeah, I think we all concentrate on how many Canberra lost and left out last week, but in the same breath, I think Sharkies welcome back. Talakai and Randolph and Townsend as well. They miss
he's been suspended.
And Wade Graham had to play 5-8.
That's right.
He's back in second round.
I think we can put a red line through that game, can't we? Last week.
Of course you can.
Yes.
But I do. I think, as I said, I think if any of the upsets are coming from this round, I think it's after what's happened today, I think it's maybe the Knights over the Rabbitohs.
Was it biceps day for you today, MG?
Yeah.
Your biceps are really twitching, I've noticed.
Really?
I don't know if you're doing it on purpose, but they're just...
That's just my twitch.
You're looking good, MG. You've done more cardio, haven't you?
Cardio. I'm down 107 kilos.
Wow.
I was this in 91.
Woo!
1991.
You're kidding.
Yep.
MG active. Look good, brother.
Yeah.
The late game tomorrow night, Melbourne versus Parramatta from Suncorp Stadium. There's MG. We're just looking at the Channel 9 pictures, and you're doing a piece for them. Yeah. So 1991 premiership winner, of course.
And did you get on the yacht after that? You had your little sailing shirt on there, a little white shirt, like the little buttons undone. Well,
they filmed that at my gym. Where's the recognition? They've got it like I'm in a warehouse. Come on, man. Where's MG active in the background?
Where actually is it? What address is it? What address?
That was at my gym.
Objective. What address is it, mate? Give us an address.
Oh, York Road, South Penrith.
Beautiful.
51 York Road, South Penrith.
It's slow there.
Very good.
Brandy's all over you. Brandy's nearly taken over what we've been doing.
Oh, it's atrocious what Brandy's been getting away with.
Yes.
Melbourne Parramatta is the late game. We'll be doing that one as well here on Triple M. That's a 2v3. So the winner straight through to the prelim final. The loser gets another chance. MG, do you get any feeling about Parramatta that they might be able to challenge the Storm? The Start's about 14 with Ladbrokes, but do you think they can really throw it to the Storm?
With Dylan Brown, it's a chance, but no. I think with them resting 12 players last week and having the luxury of bringing them back this week, it's kind of like they've caught an audible and the defence has gone off and the attack's gone on. Having 12 players just to come in, it's this time of year is kind of unheard of. That could play against them, I don't know. Let's put it this way, Eels got nothing to lose.
Yep.
They've got another bite of the cherry anyway, whichever way it goes. So just go out there and play like a team. Play like you did when you were at the top of the comp, midway through the season. You had Junior Paulo, you had Regan Campbell-Gillard hitting the line hard. You had on the edges
Sean Lane and
Madison, and you had Nathan Brown off the back fence.
Yeah.
Get back to that.
And then you had the Parramatta outside five just causing destruction. They haven't been even close to the same.
Because they're not getting early ball deal.
No.
They're getting ball right in front of each other's face.
I'll tell you who's been a shining light for them all year, but it's Clint Gufferson.
He's been the best by a plot.
To look at him, you just go, mate, he just keeps doing it.
So that's you give Parra any chance, Dell?
Not really. I don't think so. I just last 4 to 6 weeks, I've just gone off, and I just don't think they can beat a Melbourne, a fresh Melbourne.
And what's the stat you keep bringing up? What, 18 in a row in Queensland?
Yeah,
Melbourne?
Something like that. I think yeah, 18 in a row. Suncorp Stadium.
18 in a row. Yeah. And then on Sunday, easily the most unpredictable game, isn't it? South and Newcastle, sudden death football. Winner goes on to play either Parramatta or Melbourne. Loser is gone. These are the two most schizophrenic sides in the finals. Their best is so far apart from their worst. What do you think is going to happen?
Don't know. I don't know. I think, you know, that obviously the favourites are always going to be the ones who I think are going to be the team that will win. But that, like every round, I said, I think every game is the favourites will win every contest. But I also think that one of these games is going to have a big upset.
Yeah, look, I can't go past South Sydney. Just the way they played last week, and the Sam Burgess thing won't affect them.
It's been 8 years since all the high-ranked teams won. There is always an upset somewhere.
There you go.
But where's it going to be? Triple M rocking the finals. Kickoff not too far away. The Panthers and the Roosters.
Thanks to McDonald's.
Nice.
Triple M rocks footy. Triple M rocks footy.
This half for Sea-Doo. Get on board a Sea-Doo and discover why it's Australia's number one choice in personal watercraft.
Marine hot water. Triple M rocks footy.
The countdown is on. Finals match number one is minutes away. We're live on the Triple M NRL network across Sydney, the Central Coast, Coffs, Dubbo, the Riverina, Newcastle, the Central West, the Mid-North Coast, in Bundy as well in Queensland, and no matter where you are in Australia and around the world on the Triple M NRL app, we are covering every single finals match live, and kickoff is just moments away.
Welcome back, sports fans. As you can hear, the Monopoly game at Macca's is just warming up. Here comes another lucky player. Buys a ticketed item. Ah, no instant win. But what's this? They've scanned the ticket with the Monopoly game at Macca's app, and now they've unlocked the chest. What a switch. What a way to win. Well, there you have it, sports fans. Head into your local Macca's, buy any ticketed item, and you too could peel your way to millions of amazing prizes.
Ends October 20. Visit mcdonalds.com.au for full terms.
The NRL finals are here.
Knockout football live on Triple M.
And you've never heard it like this.
Yes! Yes!
For Ream and McDonald's, Triple M rocks finals footy.
At the moment, yeah, two very different dressing rooms at the moment. The Roosters very pensive, very professional. And the Panthers, bubbly, uppy Coruscant, cracking jokes and really trying to lift the energy of the team. And we'll see which format works. It's worked for the Panthers all year as we go down to Emma Lawrence for a scene setter on the sideline.
What? Put your shoes away.
Well, I don't know what we're getting down there.
What is that?
I don't know. Emma, what is doing? What a sight, though, here as we see
how good
the stands. MG, I don't know if it's more than half full, because it looks a little more than half full, but you know what? It does look a picture, especially this eastern stand across from the main box here.
Oh, so it just seems we never thought we'd see this year, Dan, and here we are, round one of the semi-final, Penrith Park, the Greater West, and we've got 10,000 people crammed into the oval as the Roosters find their way into the field.
Here they come, the Roosters. Six straight finals, they've won. Their team, James Tedesco, Daniel Tupou and Brett Morris on the wing. Josh Morris and Joey Manu in the centres. Luke Keary, Kyle Flanagan, the halves. Jared Oria, Hargreaves and Siwa Taukeiaho, the front row. The hooker, Freddie Lussick in just his fifth game of first grade. The back row, Boyd Cordner, Isaac Liu and Angus Crichton moved into the starting side and the bench. Satili Tupanua, Lindsay Collins, Nat Butcher and Mitch Orbison. And my goodness, we've just had a shot of the Penrith side and Brian To'o was screaming his head off. So the smiles have gone. It's game face time as the Panthers are about to come out to an almighty reception here. James Tamo leads them out, MG.
Hell's Bells in the background from Akadaka.
Take us through their 17.
Dylan Edwards at fullback on the wings. The Source, Josh Mansour, and Mount Druitt's own Brian To'o in the centres. The electrifying Brett Naden
and the equally electrifying Stephen Crichton. In the half, Jerome Luai and Nathan Cleary, who have been blistering. Up front, Jimmy Tarmow, James Fisher-Harris, and the live wire, Abby Coruscant. In the back row, Billy Army Kickow, or Big Billy, as he calls himself, and all his mates call him, Liam Martin and Isaiah Yeo, Tyrone May, Kurt Capewell, Moses Leoto, and Zane Tedavanu make up the 17 in this team that's on a massive, massive roll.
It's the biggest winning streak coming into a finals in 45 years. Wendell, they burst out of the dressing rooms, the Panthers. So
yeah, they certainly did. But they're up for this, there's no doubt. So if the Roosters want to win this game, they're going to have to earn it. These young guys, they're so confident in what they're doing. And with this home crowd behind them, they're going to be hard to beat.
Well, we've got two teams that are the best starters in the NRL in 2020. Listen to this crowd. What an atmosphere. The finals are here at last.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.